This is a joint production of Applesauce Kids and Living Word Tabernacle. Remember that there are piles of free downloadable materials at applesaucekids.com.
Romans 10.
10 and verse 11.
No, it's verse 11.
10, verse 11.
Uh-huh, because we both did that.
And I, yeah, right there.
We all right.
We found it.
Okay, Pearl, why don't you open us a prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, help us to follow your teaching, to show us the real and only way of life. Help the sick, the poor, to follow your teachings, and watch our family and friends in sickness and health. Make this world a better and more peaceful place to live. We do these things, Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay, so we're in Romans 10. We're going to start at verse 11, but we're going to back up a couple of verses. We're going to back up to 9. Okay, so we're Romans 10, we're going to start in verse 9. And it says, because if you acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and in your heart believe, adhere to and trust in and rely on the truth, that God raised him up from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, adheres to, trusts in, and relies on Christ, and so is justified or declared righteous and acceptable to God. And with the mouth he confesses and declares openly and speaks out freely his faith and confirms his salvation. So let me read down through 15 and then we'll go back and we'll go over all of this. And the scripture says, no man who believes in him, who adheres to and relies on and trusts in him, will ever be put to shame but be, or be disappointed. And no one, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord over all of us, and he generously bestows his riches upon all who call upon him in faith. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, invokes him as Lord, will be saved. But how are people to call upon him? But how are people to call upon him whom they have not believed in whom they have no faith, on whom they have no reliance? And how are they to believe in him, adhere to and trust in and rely upon him, of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without a preacher? And how can men be expected to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good tidings. How welcome is the coming of those who preach the good news of his good things. Okay? So this is a pretty powerful set of verses here. Back in 9, it says, because if you acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and in your heart believe. Now look at what it takes to believe. You have to adhere to and trust in and rely on the truth. Right? Now, doesn't that really mean that you actually have to walk it, live it? See, if you really believe something, you'll really act on that, right?
Well, if you don't walk in it, you're walking against it. If you're walking against it, you're walking out of it.
That's right.
And you ain't, if you don't live it, you ain't going to heaven, period. Period. The Bible said all thieves, all liars. So if you're a walking lie, you're a walking liar.
But don't the Bible say that you can do all these things, like you said, not believe in Christ and not do this and do evil and wrong, and on the last day you repent and say, I believe you go to heaven. Don't the Bible say?
Yeah, you repent, yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Every time you repent, you clean the slate. Yeah.
Well, you should walk in a repentant mode.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
So what's to keep people from
your conscience?
Yeah.
From, it'll sear your conscience.
Living a life that's not right, not like we live. And then going to the last day and say, okay, hey, the world's coming to an end. Okay.
I better
do something. The world's coming to an end. Okay. I repent. I'm going to heaven.
Does
that sound right to you?
No, because that's just words. The Bible don't say you can do that.
Well, yeah.
And see, and Pop has got it nailed. That there's a difference between just saying the word.
Being true. Yeah, I know.
You got to say it from your heart.
Yeah. Really say it from the heart, like Pop Pop says.
I've seen that in the Bible, and I'm thinking, how could that be? I'm just being
thankful. That's just saying that the people that repented, and see, the Bible also said, no man can come to God except the Spirit of God draweth them.
Yeah, but he draws
everybody. You can get that to where you, like it said in the first chapter of Romans, when God said, they seared their conscience, and God turned them over to reprobate minds, and they believe a lie, and they had pleasure in them that do lie. Mm-hmm. Those people ain't never coming to Christ, because they don't care. They don't care. They think they're going to live forever, and nothing's going to happen.
And take everything, and take it with them, too.
Yeah, and they ain't.
Yeah, they're not.
They're going to knock the gates of hell right off the hinges getting in there.
That's right.
And those kind of people cannot say, oh, I'm sorry, Lord, let me in now. He's going to say, dude, your oil went out your lamp long time ago. Mm-hmm. And there's you didn't do nothing about it. You can't fool me. You can fool those people you work with, or your relatives, or your family you was raised with, and say, oh, I'm a nice guy, and then live like hell on the other side of town where they don't go and don't know nothing about it. But he said, but I know.
Yeah. Can't hide anything from God.
There ain't nobody's going to be in hell that don't know why they're going to be there. Yeah. And there ain't going to be an atheist in hell either.
Yeah. Because
once he's in hell, he knows there was a God. He knows hell's real.
There's a set of verses that say that you're responsible for the things you know. If you don't know anything, you're not responsible for it. You know, it's like these people who live like out in the boondocks someplace, out in the middle of nowhere.
In the jungle.
You know, and some preacher comes through and they give them, you know, the salvation message, but that's all they've heard. That's what they're responsible for. They really don't know anything more.
And what about the people that the young people and the people that, of course, you know, when they took the Bible, Lord's Prayer out of school, that
was a dumb thing to do.
A dumb thing to do, but that was the only religion that some of these kids got.
That's absolutely right.
And I suppose these kids grow up, and they don't know about the word.
Yeah.
It kind of makes you wonder. You know,
the people who took the word out of the schools, they will be responsible for what they did.
Yeah.
Because they have really messed the lives. Look at schools today. Look at schools like when we were back at school, right?
Well, we always
look at the difference in the kids.
And that hadn't been long ago either.
Yeah. I mean, look at us. You're right. We pledged to leave some flag, and we had Lord's Prayer every day.
Every
and
day.
Bible
every
reading.
Day.
And Bible
every
reading.
Day. And but it's you can't do it now.
That's right.
It feels like, and I read this somewhere too, that the more education we get, the less we believe in the Lord.
They think they can do it on their own. Yeah.
Well, they think they know better.
You ever heard about that, Pop?
Yeah.
Yeah. More education, more. Like, you ever notice your professors, your doctors, or what have you, they get doctorate degrees?
Yeah.
They don't believe in it. A lot of them don't believe in the Bible and stuff like that.
I read out Time magazine maybe within the last 2 years. When I was in therapy, and I was reading Time magazine. And Nancy Pelosi said, what do you need God for? You have us Democrats. And I said, that's why we need God.
Yep,
but she was very, very serious.
Well, let me tell you a story. I'm going to tell you this. I went to the Peach Festival, Candy. And my wife wanted to go, and I went with a couple other couples. And she says, you're going to be able to walk. I said, well, I'm going to take my walker. That way I can sit down and watch the parade, you know, and everything. So I took my walker, and we sat on the corner. We got there early, and we were sitting on the corner. And here comes the parade, you know, boom, 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 and all that. They come to politicians, Coons and some black-haired guy that was walking with him, didn't know him. I'm sitting there, and he's walking down, he's throwing candy, and he's shaking people's hands. So he comes by me, and he puts his hand out, and I got my hands like this. And I look at him, and I said, I don't want to be ignorant, so I shook his hands.
Yeah.
And then I said to him, I said, and I knew he was a Democrat.
Oh, yeah.
I said, are you a Democrat or a Republican? He said, I'm a Democrat. I said, if I'd known that, I wouldn't shake your hand. So he looked at me real funny, and he jumped up and he walks away.
Yeah.
And he comes back, but he walks about 20 feet away, and he comes back and he says, I'm American. And I said, well, if you're American, straighten this country out, because we certainly need it.
Because you certainly ruined it.
Yeah. And he turned around and walked away.
Yeah.
But I don't think I made his day.
That's good.
Because there was people all around me, and people were looking at me. And my buddy was sitting beside me. He said to me, he says, Well, you told him. I said, I told him what he should know.
That's right.
He's absolutely
sure. He should be doing.
Yeah, he should be doing. I thought, I didn't do anything wrong.
Nope.
All right. So now we're down to, wait a minute. Okay, 9, 10.
14 you went to.
Yeah, I went to 15.
15.
Okay, but we're going back through the verses one by one here. Okay. So in verse 10, and it says, for with the heart a person believes, see, and if you believe, you adhere to and trust in and rely on Christ, and so is justified or declared righteous, acceptable to God. And with the mouth, he confesses and declares openly and speaks out freely his faith and confirms his salvation. You don't see that anymore. Yeah, I tell you what, there's a lot of people out there who say in certain environments, I'm a Christian, but they won't say it every place they go. You know, they won't admit to it. Oh, well, if I'm in this circle, if I'm around politicians, you know, I can't say that I'm a Christian, you know, stuff like that.
I don't.
And, you know, you
I'm
have to,
with joy.
You know, there's one story to sing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
you
a
know,
Christian.
I tell them I'm working on it.
Yeah.
And it is a work.
Yeah,
it's
a Christian. That's what I'm working on. So,
yeah,
because a lot of times, if you tell them you're a Christian, they'll look down on you or something smart to say. You know.
Yeah.
I welcome it. I welcome their comments.
Yeah.
And Thomas saying, "You're gonna comment to me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna comment back.
Yeah.
It's gonna be two way. We're not gonna talk."
By the way, Pee Wee, I got to tell on Dave. He gave me all his old clothes to give away last week.
Oh. I gave him a shirt.
I mean,
that's what he said. All your old clothes.
Yeah,
a shirt.
I mean, he was carrying hangers and everything at my car. Hanger, all your all stuff. Yeah.
All those people he knows, he needed. I didn't know all them people. I didn't know all the ones that he knew. That
well,
needed.
I got rid of them. Don't worry.
Oh, I believe he did. And they were good clothes.
Oh yeah. Yes.
They come from.
You know where I hung them? Hung them in the barbershop.
Oh yeah.
On the garage, on the rack there. You know when you pulled in.
Yeah, when they pay their bill, they get a free
come
shirt.
In, when some of the guys come in, and I know they didn't have a lot, I said, what size are you, large? I said, I got some shirts over there. You want to look at, you know? And, oh, yeah, I like this one. I'll take this one. I said, take it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take it. And I'll come in. So, hey, that's a nice shirt. I said, take it.
That's good. If I get more, I'm going to take it.
No, you're not good. I got a place to hang it.
Oh, I'll bring you a rack.
Hey, wait, get that chalk out.
All right, verse 11.
She's used it all.
The scripture says, no man who believes in him, and that belief in him is to adhere to and rely on and trust in him, will ever be put to shame or disappointed.
But you know that yours didn't say that right, Phil. I don't want, I'm not criticizing that. I'm just saying that's not the way.
Okay, well, you tell me how yours
okay.
is.
Okay, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
That's what mine says.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. Well, this is amplified, so it ends in
I know, but it's not right. It's not saying what this says. Christ says, he said himself, said, if you're ashamed to confess me before men, then I will be ashamed to confess you before my Father.
That's right.
Well,
what this is saying.
No, it isn't. It's saying that you... It's just saying shame. It's got to be ashamed. You got to be ashamed of yourself. You can be ashamed of other people, and people can't shame you. But this said you should not be ashamed. That if anybody asks you, "Are you a Christian?" you should be ashamed to say, "Yes, I am a Christian." If you said, if they ask you, "Do you believe in tongues and healing and all?" you'd say, you shouldn't be ashamed to say, "Yes, I do."
Yeah, right. Really.
And if you are ashamed to tell the truth, Christ says that if you're ashamed to tell the truth. And you won't stand up for a man that hung on the cross for you for 6 hours and got beat for you all night and lied on, spit upon, and plucked his beard out by their hands and to where you couldn't even recognize him as a human being. And that's what the scripture says. That said, if you're ashamed at all of me like that, he said, then I'm going to be ashamed to confess you before my Father.
Yep.
And you ain't going to heaven.
Yep.
You know, you can't get there like that. So and he's reminding him, he said, the scriptures tell you this, and Paul's saying, he said, the Old Testament tells you this, and you got to stand up for what you know is right.
Yep.
Period.
Yep. And the one thing I think about is, like these rappers and stuff like that, to wear the great big jumbo crosses and stuff like that, and
have an overdose of pills that goes up,
and live like the world, and chasing wild women, and drugs, and all the rest of this stuff.
Yeah. I never could run that fast. I couldn't chase them.
Yeah.
No, I got one coming in. I'd slow down to be with the catcher.
Have to put a heavy on your wheelchair.
Yeah, I changed her till she caught me.
So my Bible says, for the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame.
Yeah.
Well, to me, that means that, you're not ashamed to confess or say Jesus.
That's right.
But nobody else is going to put you to shame.
That's right.
Nobody else is going to make a fool of you or anything.
That's right. No, because no matter what you say about...
I see people put people, because they're Christian, they said, oh, you were those Jesus freaks. Remember when that was going around?
Yeah, but now watch. Okay, if you say, like, let's use me as an example. If someone says, okay, you're a Jesus freak and all the rest of this stuff, it makes fun of me. If I see... It's up to me whether I'm ashamed or not.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So if that doesn't shame me, if I'm not ashamed of being called that,
right.
Then, see, I'm not put to shame.
Right.
Right?
I've seen them walk away with their heads down. The
Christians. Yeah. I don't walk ahead.
They were shamed.
Yeah.
That's
right.
And that's what I'm saying. You might not be ashamed in your heart.
Yeah,
but I've seen them argue with people.
Yeah.
And first thing, you shouldn't argue. It's like,
yeah.
George Brawls told me, she told her husband that time, Randall, never argue with a fool, because the pants buyer don't know which is which.
Yeah.
Don't know who's a fool or who's a smart guy.
That's right.
And but anyway, I seen them walk away with their heads, Christians,
yeah,
with their heads down,
yeah,
because they weren't prepared.
That's right.
For that. If you're not prepared,
that's right,
to defend it, just say, look, you might not believe it, but I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Yep.
I believe he is God manifested in the flesh, like it,
yep,
tells you in 2 Timothy 3:16.
That's
it. And don't get in an argument with them.
That's right.
Because you can get, I hear scientists on TV,
oh, yeah,
that now they call it science and the Bible together. And some of them guys are so far off, it's pathetic.
Yeah.
I mean, I can catch them being that far off, it's really pathetic.
Yeah. Just what I told you about higher education.
Yeah.
Unless they believe, just like I said.
Yeah.
But it's
like
that Sunday.
Politics or religion.
Doctor, you know?
Well, it's all kinds of stuff now.
Never get in an argument with politics or religion, because there's no winners.
Yeah.
But that's the first thing I learned when I went to barber school. Don't talk about politics or religion.
Yeah.
And that's what they all talk about.
That's what they all talk about. It's hard,
yeah,
it's hard not to, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, I talk to them about it. You know what I tell them when they like that? And they say, well, you just think you're right. I say, no, don't worry about that. This is America. You have a right to be wrong. And then that makes them so mad they don't know what to say next.
No, but it's true. It's true. Okay, verse 13. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, invokes him as Lord, will be saved. See, that do you really see from your heart he's talking about? If you believe Christ is Lord, you're saved. But how are people...
If you make him Lord of your life.
Yeah, that's right. If you make him Lord of your life,
and
you're a good ambassador for Christ.
Yeah,
that does not mean that you're perfect, but it means that you're working on it, and you're... See, none of us are perfect. I make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes.
I sin every day.
Okay?
I sin every day.
I did once.
That's the way it is.
But once you do, see, if you're really serious about being a Christian and living for Christ, when you do mess up, it really hits you in your heart. You immediately straighten it out. Right? You repent of it, whatever you did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's different than someone who's just playing at God, and someday they'll repent someday, right? Because, see, when I mess up, in my heart, I know I've messed up, and I repent of it right there, okay?
That's the best time to do it.
That's right there. Before you get any further, don't go any more, just stop right there and repent of it. And but that's what's important. That's the difference between someone who's serious about Christ and someone who's just playing Christ, okay?
And when this says there, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When that word shall there, it says whosoever, that means positively,
yeah,
acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and calls, yeah, upon him and ask him for forgiveness, it says they shall be saved, which is absolutely positively he shall forgive them. But when he's saying that, it's also saying that if you don't positively call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, they're not forgiven, because you've got to call upon him for them to be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to play games with him. You say, well, I went to church and I sat on the front bench, or I was the usher, or I was the altar boy, or I was whatever program they had. That ain't getting you nowhere. You still got to call the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to be a savior. You ain't saved.
That's what I was singing, the thief on the cross.
Yeah, the thief on
one
the cross.
One stupid, one there, smart.
Yeah, there's sort of a deathbed repentance right there.
Yeah.
You know, live
but
like the world
sincere.
His whole life. But yeah, absolutely, he was very sincere. And nailed on the cross. He knew he was dying right now, right? Or very shortly. And he took that opportunity.
Clean the slate. Yeah, smart
that
man.
That was a really smart guy.
And the other one didn't.
The other one has a serious issue.
Yeah.
He's got a serious problem. Okay, verse 14. But how are people to call upon him whom they have not believed in whom they have no faith?
That's right.
On whom they have no reliance. See all of this stuff that's involved in walking in faith? See, if I believe you guys are all real, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I believe I can talk to all of you, right? I believe you guys will answer the things that I asked you, right? I believe that I can trust you guys, and that to the best of your abilities, you would help me if I needed help, and I would help you if you needed help, right? So all of that, see, this is all believing that it's real, right? And this is the same way we look at Christ, as if Christ is really there and is really there to help, right? Christ says, cast all your cares on me, for he cares for you, right? So with that attitude that Christ is really here, he really hears our prayers, he really understands what we're going through, and really does things with us. See, this is an interactive relationship. This is not just some, you know, well, God's out there somewhere doing something. You know, maybe someday he'll get around to seeing me. You know, that's not the kind of relationship I'm talking about.
No.
I'm talking about in every day and every way, he's here.
Right.
And he's helping out, and he's doing things, and he's trying to help us. Right? And that's this kind of relationship that they're talking about here. This is for real.
Yeah, because we trust him, sight unseen. We trust
that's right.
God, and that our God will supply all of our needs.
That's it.
That he will take care of us, and he does hear us.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I believe that.
Well, there's also a scripture saying, don't you know nature itself teaches you there's a God?
Yep. In fact, that verse is coming up here.
Where can you look outside the sky, the stars at night, the moon, the sun, the trees, the flowers, the animals? How can you say there's no God when you see all that? They didn't crawl out of mud. And if they did, who made the mud to come out of the ocean? Who made the water?
Yeah,
the Bible tells you who did it.
Who made the beginning of the beginning of the beginning?
Right.
Yeah, and who was there before the beginning?
That's right.
God is everywhere.
Another scripture says that he chose the foolishness of preaching for people to come to him. He said the preaching was really foolish because there's enough evidence for you just to naturally know if there's a God. And he said he chose that. And he said it's so plain and simple that neither a fool or a wayfaring man should miss it.
Exactly.
So when we think that there's people that's a whole lot less intelligent than even we are, that they shouldn't miss it either. You see the Indians before we knew that they believed in God, and they say, the Great Spirit is way up there beyond those clouds and all that.
Yeah.
They knew there was something there. You see the people in the jungle that's never been preached to, and the missionaries went. They said, well, it's just the Great Spirit up there.
Yep.
Yeah. Somehow.
They knew.
They knew.
God puts that in us, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, they exercise it to what they knew, and that's what the scripture said. What you said: to whom little is given, little is required; to whom much is given, much required. A whole lot much more is required of us than it is those jungle people that didn't know.
Yeah, they're a simple way of life.
But
it's
important though. I mean, I am a big promoter of Sunday schools, because if you don't get kids saved in Sunday school and stuff, it is much harder to get someone saved once they become old.
Right.
Right. And there is just so much, to put it mildly, crap out there, especially on TV. You know, the other day I was flipping channels and they had a show on UFOs. And what they were trying to say was they went to the Bible and they took a verse here and a verse there and a verse someplace else, and they tried to make a thing that God was really these outer space guys that have come to visit us, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, and the verses were just totally unrelated to anything they were talking about.
But they want that to prove their point.
That's right.
Instead of letting the Word tell you, look, you're not lined up, and you don't have to understand all this stuff.
That's right.
God's still God.
That's right.
But you're still learning.
People
say, oh, no, no, I'll settle it.
That's right. But people don't understand that unless they're trained to get in the Word themselves and to learn it themselves when they're young, because once they grow up,
right,
you know, they believe any crap that comes along.
Yeah.
But you know, Phil, on a lot of them old like in Egypt and some of the old stuff, they got pictures in stone.
Yeah.
Of the spacemen.
Oh, yeah.
And the spaceships.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they fell in back in the pyramids.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm not saying that's not, that part's not true.
There had to be something there.
Something's there.
Had to be something there. The God, whoever brought the superior being, God, what have you, had to, I mean, the Egyptians done heart surgery and brain surgery.
Yes, that's right.
All right, they built these pyramids, and the wheel wasn't invented yet.
That's right.
And they don't know how they got them together.
And we don't have a machine today that can lift one of them stones that go up there.
Yeah.
I mean, so they had.
And Rome was just as smart with water and aqueducts and.
Yeah, they still had to have.
I'm not saying that you're not right.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that the Bible, take those Bible verses.
Yeah.
And tried to say that God's from outer space or something. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
No. Well, my sister says the same thing. I said, God is from outer space.
Yeah, he's from
way
heaven.
Out of space.
That's right. He's from
beyond space.
You know?
That's right. He's not a monster.
I'm a history buff.
God could have brought them on this planet to help these people.
That's right.
We don't know.
You know,
that's right.
Solomon said way back in the Old Testament, he said, there's nothing new under the sun. He said, everything is, was. Everything is to come has already been.
Yeah.
Now, we might make a better wheel than they made. We put a tire on our wheel. There's some stone and things like that. All that stuff started and all. But in the mind of God, he knew we're going to be right here this day, this time, on Eastern Standard Time or whatever, you know. He already knew there's going to be a mountain time and a central time and a Pacific time. Well, we didn't come up with that too much, not that many years ago.
Yeah.
And this is after thousands of years.
Yeah.
There's a great space between this invention and that invention, but then after you get these inventions, then you can make things a whole lot faster.
Yeah.
Now computers can invent things. They can talk to computers and things like that. So there's a lot of stuff that when they find proves history.
Yeah.
And proves that man, by his science, isn't as smart as what man thinks he is by his science, because there's already people that's smart that did things.
But you know, you're talking about the wheel. You know, my great 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 grandfather invented the vulcanized tire.
Yeah, that was my uncle.
He drove for Wells Fargo, stagecoach for Wells Fargo, and he got to running down south, and the Indians and stuff got after him, and he got run so far. They ran out through South America, and the wheels come off, hit them rubber trees, and that's how they got that vulcanized tire.
And it rolled in the
tree. Oh, boy.
Yeah. That wasn't your share, Joe.
Oh, man.
No, barbers don't fit. They tell stories.
Yeah, they need an extra supply of chocolate.
Well, I think also, I think also, he left his engine running.
It's always going to have a little humor in it.
That's absolutely right.
That wasn't true? Okay. I didn't think that was just humor. I thought that was...
Barbers don't lie. They tell stories.
Tell stories,
they
don't lie. I'll tell you what, they come close to lying sometimes.
Oh, I don't think
with
so.
Some of them stories. Oh, I think a couple of them, you weighed them on that scale, it was just...
Okay.
Remember, wait a minute, I've got it. Remember Gabby Hayes used to be on TV?
Let's go back to your
playhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember.
That was his great uncle. He invented everything.
But how are people to call upon him who they have not believed in? They have no faith on whom they have no reliance. And how are they to believe in him, adhere to, trust in, and rely on him, of whom they have never heard, and how are they to hear without preaching? And how can men be expected to preach unless they are sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings. How welcome is the coming of those who preach the good news of his good things. So, this all goes back again to teaching people what's right and what's wrong, right? This goes back to, I mean, in my opinion, this really goes back to taking the Ten Commandments out of the school, right? Taking prayer out of the school, all the rest of this stuff. They've taken it all out. They've taken the cornerstones of how you should live your life, right? And they've closed the door to lots of kids receiving Christ and stuff like that. You know, and it all goes back to really reaching out to kids. You really got to reach out to kids and really help them, lift them up. Mm-hmm. I mean, kids don't know anything unless you teach them. And if all you're teaching them is a bunch of bad crap, that's all they know. And that's why you got kids out there beating up kids and killing people and stuff like that, because nobody's taking the time to teach them. You know, and I've heard of churches who have taken their, have shut down their Sunday schools. Believe it, this is true. There's a church, there's a local church that has done this. They have a big Friday night youth party.
Yeah.
Right?
Instead of Sunday school.
And so they have a big Friday night youth party, and they play all these games, and they have all these activities going. They invite everybody in the area to it, and they stand up and they give a little message there for a little while, I don't know, half an hour or whatever it is, and they have like an altar call, but that's it. And what they expect is the kids that are saved who come back to be put into the adult Sunday school to sit there and listen to adult messages.
They're too young for that.
Too young for that.
You got to meet people on their mentality.
You have to
level.
Meet them on their level and the way they are.
You know, obviously not.
You know, I don't have a problem with them having a big Friday night get together and bringing
the community. Oh, no, that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, but you can't get rid of the Sunday. The Sunday school is the cornerstone of leading kids to Christ and making them an active member of the church.
Yeah, I was in Walmart last Sunday, it was early, and we got me a cup of coffee at the McDonald's there.
Yeah.
And one of the young guy was there working.
Yeah.
Working, but he was on. I guess he's on break. He was drinking coffee. I got to talk to him, and he told me, he says, real nice young man. He says, I just graduated from high school and I'm working at McDonald's. I said, well, that's good. I said, then what you want to do is you want to further your education.
Yep.
And I'm trying to tell him, you know, give him a little advice. Further your education by either learning a trade or if you can't afford to go to college, which is expensive now.
But there's lots of trade schools and stuff out there.
So I told him, and he says, I'm going to a ministry up somewhere. He was telling me.
Yep.
And I said, well, that's great.
That's great.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I said, that's great. Yeah, very nice young man.
Yep.
But he said he was going to a ministry. I said, that's great. That's great.
Yep. Yep.
I said,
get involved, do things.
But I was trying to give advice, you know. I said, you can't stay at McDonald's your whole life. You got to
reach out.
You got to go and
that's learn. Not a career.
Yeah, it's not
that's
a career.
Right.
You gotta, what you got to do is learn a trade or learn something.
Or own McDonald's.
Yeah, or, yeah.
Well, you know, it's a shame now they're talking about, like over in Washington, places about doubling the minimum wage because people can't live on what they're making at McDonald's. Well, you know, when we were kids, McDonald's was a summer job, and kids were you know, at McDonald's and Burger King and all those places, you know, just they were just summer jobs and they were part-time jobs, and that's what they were, you know. But now unemployment is doggone high, that adults are trying to make a living there,
right? Yeah.
At a job that was never meant to
they're
be.
Working two and three jobs.
Yeah, they're working
but
two and three
let
jobs.
Let me tell you something about. Because you said that about Washington.
Yeah.
And I got the particulars on that.
Yeah.
Walmart is building a big store in Washington, D.C.
I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying.
The city.
I heard it.
Commissioner, councilman, or whatever.
They're actually building six.
But listen what they did.
Okay.
To try to get Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot, and there was another that I don't know what it is now. But to get in here, so they was trying to make it a rule where it's going to be $12 for the minimum wage. As soon as Walmart heard that, they instantly stopped the construction on their building.
Yep, that's right.
Instantly.
Yeah, they did.
And they now I know that Walmart from their headquarters flies out about 24 private jets every day for the big shots in Walmart that goes to different target areas and deals for buying and beating you down to where you're going to make a quarter cent on a dollar instead of a dollar. Yeah.
Some of the stuff to Walmart is
tough. And they call you to Arkansas and take you in a back room and just beat you to death.
That's it.
To get that price that low. But then if you read that book about Walmart, criminal-minded people and how they set the store up to crook you and rip you off and all like that.
No, they all did.
They work every...
But Walmart is very professional. Yeah, they hire $1 million people to do it the best.
Yeah.
And it's just a real pitiful thing. But because of what you said about Washington, we're trying to make it $12 an hour, just so that people can exist.
Yeah.
That
those people really shouldn't be
in
those jobs.
$12 an hour isn't going to make you a good living.
No. But you know, the shame is that the government has messed the economy up so stinking bad that people who want to work and need to work can't work at a real job. They have to try to make, you know, jobs out of stuff that was never meant to be jobs.
Ship your economy to China.
That's what we've done. Yeah. We've shipped that down to China, Japan, other places. I mean,
India. Yeah. You probably can't find a full-time job. Everything is part-time.
Yeah, that's about true.
I found a shirt. Pay any insurance or not.
Yeah. I found a shirt up my closet. It was so old it said Made in America on it. I'm proud of it. I'm thinking about framing it.
All right. Pete, how about verse 16 through 20?
For they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Elias said, Lord, who have believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, they have heard. Their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Elias is very bold and said, I was found of them that sought me not, I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. And that's the Gentiles that he's talking about.
In verse 3:21 also, finish it, just finish.
Oh, okay. But to Israel he said, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. And that was the Jews.
Yeah. Man, I tell you what. Let's go back to 16.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
That's what I do.
Go back and
Well, that's what you do to flip pages. Just flip through that.
No, I had to go like this. And then
we can't afford that big stuff, can we, Pete?
It's above me.
Yeah, it's above me, too.
Okay, you what? There are times when it's above me.
Yeah, we got to do it the poor way.
16, it says,
understand.
But they have not all heeded the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed, had faith in what he has heard from us? So he's talking to the general population, really, and he's saying, who has heard the words that we have said? You know, they've come out to preach, to deliver the good news of Christ, but there are some out there who aren't listening. And in particular, like Pete says, coming up here, you'll see that he's talking about the Jews.
Well, he's talking about the Jews right there.
Yes. But that also same thing applies to anybody who really doesn't take advantage of the words that they're hearing.
Yeah, but right there, he's just telling them that this is, Paul's telling them this is the Old Testament,
yeah.
And they wouldn't believe back then. He says, so I'm going to provoke you to jealousy. I'm going to go to the Gentiles, because the Jews thought they was the only ones that had it sewed up with God.
Yeah.
And nobody else could get to God unless you joined the Jewish religion.
What happens, think about this, what happens to someone who hears the word often, like all the time, hears it over and over and over and over again, but never receives it and dies?
They go to hell.
They go to hell.
You can't go to heaven if you don't receive Jesus Christ.
If you don't receive
it. Savior.
But so even with Christ himself in front of the people, and you know, the Jews should know better. I understand that. I get that. Okay. But it also applies to anybody who was standing there hearing the word, you know, no matter who's delivering it, whether it's back in the time of Christ or nowadays or whatever. So I mean, you can grow up in a godly home receiving the word every day and never receive it in your heart, right?
Right.
And you're still going to end up in hell.
That's
right. So it's your call. I mean, whether you're a Jew or a Gentile or whatever, it still goes back to you. You have free will. It's up to you to receive it.
There will be a lot of big contributors to good causes that's helped a lot of people.
Yes.
That's going to be in hell.
Oh, that's right.
A lot of people that's CEOs that said, always make sure you get to the Boy Scouts of America because they're good people, or something like that, give to the Girl Scouts, or always make sure you buy enough cookies to get to the whole plant from the Girl Scouts or whatever.
Yeah.
And really good people and doing good causes.
Oh, I understand.
But if they don't accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they're not going to heaven.
That's right.
Hell's full of good intentions.
That's right. And good works don't get you to heaven.
That's what Paul said. Even if I give my body to be burned.
Instead of this
not in love, the love of Christ, it does me
that's
good. Nope. Done rush your bed.
Now, does that mean that as Christians we never do good works?
You're supposed to do good works.
You're supposed to do good works, right? Mm-hmm. But you do it not because it's what gets you to heaven. You do it because out of your heart you know that what Christ is trying to do is worth supporting and helping.
That's right. Because God commanded you, Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. He told you to walk the walk. Not just talk is cheap. Show me your works.
Right.
You know, show me how you do things.
Show.
That's right.
You're representing Christ.
That's right. You're an ambassador for Christ. Mm-hmm. God expects you to stand up like any ambassador would for any country and stand up and live it in front of them. Okay. Verse 17. So faith comes by hearing what is told, and what is heard comes by the preaching of the message that has come by the lips of Christ, the Messiah himself. So, but the Messiah is not here today, so it comes by the message of the preacher, right? Whoever's delivering the message, the Sunday school teacher or the deacon or whoever's delivering the message. And by your testimony yourself out in the street.
Well, when it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yeah.
If Earl and I share, you and I share, you and Earl share, or Papa and my girlfriend Betty here is share, or Pee Wee and you share, whatever. It builds your faith up because it's come by hearing the word of God.
That's it.
So if you're just having a conversation about church and about what the preacher preached Sunday night or Sunday morning, Wednesday night or whatever it is, and you say, well, you know, when he said that, I don't get that. And then you say, well, here's what I thought that he meant when he said that. And he said, oh, yeah, that's it. Well, that's hearing the word.
That's right.
On that level.
That's right.
And a lot of times you can communicate with another saint of God that's a layman in the church, the same sort of thing, like, and pick him up more than the preacher did, because the preacher could be preaching over my level, but not, you know, Papa's level, and he could be preaching over your level, but not Earl's level, and then we talk about it, and it builds our faith up.
That's right.
And so that faith comes by hearing.
So it's understood better.
Yeah, and that's just good conversation. Yeah. It don't mean that he's got to stand in back of the pulpit and tell you.
That's right.
He just shared just like we're sharing right here.
That's it. 18. But I ask, have they not heard? Indeed, they have. For the scripture says, their voice, that of nature, bearing God's message has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the far bounds of the world. So where's the message going? Everywhere.
Everywhere.
19. And again I ask, did Israel not understand? Did the Jews have no warning that the gospel was to go forth to the Gentiles, to all the earth? First, there is Moses who said, I will make you jealous of those who are not a nation, with a foreign nation, I will make you angry. So, and that's the Gentiles, right? So the word went to the Gentiles, just like it went to the Jews, just like it goes to everybody else. It went to the whole world.
Well, he opened it to the Gentiles.
That's right.
Well, you know, after Christ died on the cross, it just opened up to all the Gentiles, yes. The Greeks, the heathen, but, everybody.
That's right. But even the Jews, under the Old Testament, even the Jews had the right to take in people who wanted to join them, who were not natural born Jews.
Right, yeah.
Right?
They had to join them in order to join with God.
That's right.
Why the scripture says, then they chose me, but now I choose them.
That's it.
You know, he said, I was stuck with them, but now that since Christ died on the cross, I ain't stuck with nobody, I'm for everybody.
Yep. Okay, verse 20. And then Isaiah is so bold as to say, I have been found by those who did not seek me. I have shown and revealed myself to those who did not consciously ask for me.
Those are the Gentiles.
But of Israel, he said, all day long I have stretched out my hand to a people unyielding, disobedient, and self-willed, to a fault-finding, contrary, and contradicting people.
Hard-headed.
Yeah, he got right down to Oak Point School Road to Papa's house.
Right?
Yeah.
Really hope God never says that about me.
Me too.
Yeah. But that means you got to be open to doing the things of God. And I think we're going to stop there. Okay, that means next week we're going to be in Romans 11. We're going to start verse 1.
Oh, is that where we're going to start?
No, that's where we're going to start.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be Romans 11 next week.
Well, we might be.
Well, let's go Romans 11, verse 1 next week.
All right. We could do that.
Or somewhere close.
Yeah.
We could do that.
We thought they did.
I think so Phil better take it. I think you better bring your chalk.
I think there must have been time to close. It's confusing.
Confusing? It's not confusing.
No.
So you'll have to back up about 3 verses anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
This is a joint production of Applesauce Kids and Living Word Tabernacle. Remember that there are piles of free downloadable materials at applesaucekids.com.